The Velocity Distribution of White Dwarfs in Gaia EDR3, by Daniel Mikula et al. Using a penalized maximum likelihood, we estimate, for the first time, the velocity distribution of white dwarfs in the solar neighborhood. Our sample consists of 129,675 white dwarfs within 500% in Gaia Early Data Release 3. The white dwarf velocity distributions reveal a similar structure to the rest of the solar neighborhood stars, reflecting that white dwarfs are subjected to the same dynamical processes. In the velocity distribution for 3 magnitude bin subsamples, we however find a novel structure at U, V, equals 7, minus 19, KMS1 in fainter samples, potentially related to the Coma-Berenices stream. We also see a double-peaked feature in UW at U approximately equals minus 30 kilometers S-1 and in VW at V approximately equals minus 20 kilometers S1 for fainter samples. We determine the velocity distribution and velocity moments as a function of absolute magnitude for 2 samples based on the bifurcation identified in Gaia Data Release 2 in the color magnitude diagram. The brighter, redder sequence has a larger velocity dispersion than the fainter, bluer sequence across all magnitudes. It is hard to reconcile this kinematic difference with a bifurcation caused purely by atmospheric composition, while it fits neatly with a significant age difference between the 2 sequences. Our results provide novel insights into the kinematic properties of white dwarfs and demonstrate the power of analytical techniques that work for the large fraction of stars that do not have measured radial velocities in the current era of large-scale astrometric surveys. This was The Velocity Distribution of White Dwarfs in Gaia EDR3, by Daniel Mikula et al.